Unit 4. Look into science.
Lesson 32. Unit review. 1. Building your vocabulary. A. Fill in each blank with the proper word or phrase from the list. Use the correct form. Discover. Taste. Examine. Hide. Prove. Light. B. Find the proper words in this unit. C. Fill in the blank with the proper word. The first letter is given. D. Complete the passage with the proper words or phrases.
2. Grammar in use. Fill in the blanks with the words in brackets in their proper tenses. 3. Speaking the language. Complete the following dialogue. 4. Putting it all together. A. Reading comprehension. Water, water, everywhere. Most things have three states. Solid, liquid, and gas. We can change a solid into a liquid and a liquid into a gas. It doesn't matter which of the three states a thing is in. It is still the same thing. Let's think about water to see how this works. Water is one of those things that exists in three states. Liquid water is found in many places. You can see liquid water coming out of the tap or running in a river. You can see water falling from the sky as rain, snow, or ice. Ice and snow are examples of water in the solid state. We can change liquid water into solid ice and back again into liquid water. We can also turn water into a gas. In winter, put your wet clothes near the fire. Then you can see gas rising from the wet clothes. Why? Water changes into a gas. When you breathe on a mirror, you can see little drops of water on the mirror. What happens? Gas turns into water.
Is the statement true, T, or false, F? B. Writing exercise. You did some experiments in this unit. Now try this one. Can you make an egg stand upright? Try it and write down what happens. Do you know? Certainty and uncertainty. I'm sure, not sure. I'm sure, not sure, that... Which, why, whether. Perhaps I'll work in the space program. Maybe you should do this experiment outside. Maybe you used glue. Sequence. First, Brian fills the jar with water and puts the cardboard on top of it. Then he puts his hand on the cardboard and turns the jar upside down. Next, he holds the jar above Danny's head. Finally, he takes his hand off the cardboard.
The simple future tense. Shall. I shall wear shorts tomorrow. Shall we have any classes tomorrow? Will. There will be some showers this afternoon. I'll tell them my theory. Will you be free next week? I'm sure I won't lose my way. Be going to. Is Danny going to hide an egg in his mouth? We're going to do a science experiment in class tomorrow. I'm not going to get wet. It's going to rain.